All right. Well, we've got an immense amount of activity in the old Southwest Pacific today, starting with a depression that's nearing New Zealand from the west. We've got Tropical Cyclone Donna over the Loyalty south of the mountain, heading southeast, and the newly named Tropical Cyclone Ella, which is more or less east of Futuna. Now, Ella had been, as you may know, had been a tropical depression for the last 2 days. We've been talking about it, but it increased in intensity enough to earn a name. So there you go. Quite interesting. This is not, people say, oh, this is really unusual to have this happen. Well, it isn't. I don't know if unusual is the word. It has happened before, where we have post-season tropical cyclones. And remember that the records show there has been one in every month of the year, actually, down here. But this has happened quite a few times. It's just not a common occurrence, if you will. Anyhow, we'll cover each of these cyclones, starting with, I think, with New Zealand's oncoming depression. Now, this Tasman low is complex. Multiple centers are evident. The main frontal band will affect the North Island by tomorrow morning. So today, scattered showers. There's going to be heavy rain tomorrow. Winds today, northeast 15, rising to about 20 knots a little bit later on. Tomorrow, though, northeast 25, rising up to 35. Friday, expect southwest 30 as the front passes through, and then easing to southerly 20 a little bit later in the day. Rain is probably going to continue into Friday. Saturday, it does get better. Southeast winds about 15 knots, maybe 10 knots. Partly cloudy, though, with the odd shower. The offshore swell will be about 4 meters late Thursday into Friday, and that will be easing to 1 meter on Saturday. All right, now to Donna. Satellite imagery this morning puts the center. This is my analysis, by the way, maybe a little bit different from some of the sites on the internet. But looking at the imagery, I'm putting it at 22 south and 168 east. Winds are up to 80 knots, and the pressure has risen to 976. It's pretty funny, risen to 976. It had really dropped a couple of days ago, but it's still a potent storm. Both Anisham and Maray had been hit with strong winds early this morning. Now, Donna is moving southeast about 11 knots now. Its organization remains pretty good. That means that we've got very, very deep convection. It's still quite persistent. Sea surface temperature, 27 degrees. The magic number is 26 to maintain the heat required to maintain the storm. Now, the shear is quite low. People were talking about high shear breaking the storm apart. It's not happening. The shear is very, very low, so the cyclone is actually maintaining its structure, and you can see it quite readily on the imagery. Now, by midnight, Donna is forecast to be, about 2-3 south and 169 east. By noon tomorrow, if you're writing this down, 27 degrees, 24 minutes, and 172, 12 east. And it's moving at that point south southeast at 12 knots. Winds about 55 knots at that point. Friday, UK Med is putting Donna near 30 and 177 east, 30 and 177. And by Saturday, it should be east of East Cape. So the winds from, unfortunately, New Zealand to about 30 south, not unfortunately, not fortunate. They'll be southerlies, 20 knots in the mean. And I think you know what I mean by the mean. So that sounds pretty good for a departure, but I think you'll here in a minute. There's a fly on the ointment. Moving now to Tropical Cyclone Ella. Again, in my analysis on satellite imagery, I'm placing the location at 15 degrees 30 minutes south and 174 degrees west. Now, last night, Ella was moving northwest at 5 knots, heading toward Futuna. But estimates now indicate a more westerly movement. Current pressure, 993, gusts to 50 knots, 50. Now, tomorrow we'll be looking at, let's see, what are the winds tomorrow? They'll be about 40 knots roughly. Now, when you're looking on the internet for the various sites on this, typically the winds are given as a 10-minute average. And for that particular storm, it's about 40 at the moment. But the gusts are what we worry about, and they have been getting up to 50. Now, the location tomorrow should be 15 south and 178 west. And it looks like it will continue to move west at about 9 knots. And the wind about 45 knots. Now, by midnight, should be about 15 degrees 18 south and 179 24 west. And the 10-minute winds, 50 knots, 50. And that location is just north of Vanua Levu. So it's not going to plow into Fiji, as some people had thought. It should remain, hopefully, north of Fiji. If it does drift later, it'll be quite disorganized. But at the moment, the main storm, the strength of the main storm is going to be north of Fiji. Okay, so we'll go to the islands now. Not exactly lovely weather, as you can guess. Now, starting with Nucal, here is a few actual wind reports early this morning. Mare in the Loyalties had easterlies 51 knots. Amity Pass in the southern lagoon of New Caledonia, southeast 40. The forecast today for the southern lagoon is south-southeast, 30 knots, gusting 40. Now, where Leah is tucked up there, that's really a great place. A lot of hills to be blocking the wind. So for them, it's just another day in paradise. But out there in the southern lagoon, it's still blowing. Ile de Pan today, southeast 35, maybe gusting up to 50. Now, expect rain. Maybe the sun will be peeking out a bit. Tomorrow, expect west to west-northwest winds about 15 to 20, partly cloudy. And Friday, it does lighten up in the southern lagoon, south-southeast, 10 to 15 knots. A few showers will be about, so not really too bad of a day. Vanuatu, as Patricia said, they're digging out in the north. Plenty of cloud about, plenty of showers about. Winds in the northern and central group, they'll range from the northwest to the northeast. Actually, northwest if you're on the west side of the islands, and northeast if you're on the east side. And they'll be 15 to 20 knots, a real drop from yesterday. The southern islands, a little bit more wind though. They're still getting fairly strong winds from Dana. 20 to 40 knots for the southern islands. And that will pump up and down. It will be a while in the 20s and a while in the 40s and then drop down again and do that sort of thing until things settle down as the storm moves east or south of it. So things will ease considerably tomorrow for the southern islands. Now, Fiji, Met retains the strong wind warning, east to southeast winds 20 to 30, gust to 35. Now, as Ella moves a little bit closer, the winds are going to remain fresh. Tomorrow, the eastern Lau, we very easily will see east-southeast 35 knots, further to the west, about 20-25 knots. Tonga, well, they've got some strong winds to the north. Today, east-southeast 30 knots. Higher gusts, a little lighter tomorrow, east to east southeast 25 to 30. Friday, east to east northeast about 25, slowly coming down as Ella moves up. Down in Tongatapu, a little bit lighter than that. Maybe up in the Papayas, stronger. So the place to be is Tongatapu until Ella does move out. All right, well, that pretty much sums up what's going on. And I promised you that I would look at the next window, if you will. I don't think you're going to be too happy with me. Saturday and Sunday and Monday, they look pretty good as we've been looking, and I'm sure you have been looking. But there is another depression and another front. It looks like it's going to affect New Zealand late Tuesday into Wednesday. This front is going to be pulling winds in from the northeast to the northwest. So basically on the nose if you leave on Saturday or Sunday. So that is quite unfortunate. So it looks like, I don't think anybody really wants to mess with that. Maybe you do, but more than likely you don't. So what's next? Maybe the 18th. Yeah, Trish is groaning here. Yep, this is not unusual, this sort of wait period. You know, we've had one or two windows earlier, then they closed up, and oftentimes you do have to wait. So I'm awfully sorry about that. Now, let's just hope that that next depression is fairly light, but the wind direction is not very good, I'm afraid. But we'll keep looking. We'll talk again about it tomorrow and see what it does, if it changes or whatever.
What about the people going to Australia?
Well, people going to Australia, I think, again, you've got the depression and the front. Not probably a good idea at the moment. So a little bit of a wait there. Well, sorry about that. I'll leave it open. Any questions that you may have, I imagine that we'll be getting it on streaming. So here's the chief.
Navia, go ahead, Janet.
Good morning. Good morning, David. Thank you for the forecast and the update. How will Cyclone Ella affect those for Wallace at Wallace?
How will it affect those at Wallace, which are probably just you? Stand by. That's 13 and 176. Just reminding David that it's 13 and 176 west.
Okay. You'll be okay, I believe, in Wallace. It wasn't looking very good for a while with the tropical depression at the time before they named it. It was going to the northwest, and it looked like you were going to get some fringe winds. But I believe the winds, when you do get them, will come out of the northerly quadrant, and they'll be getting pulled into that depression. So I don't think you're going to see much more than about 15 knots. Direction-wise, anywhere from the north to the northwest, maybe even the northeast as Ella moves east. So as it tracks, as Ella tracks west, as Ella tracks west, it will pull the winds in, and they may come in from the northeast at that point in time. So, otherwise, I think you should be okay there in Wallace. Over.
All right, and let's see if I can hear Lear better. Lear, Goldfather.
Yes, this is Lear. You're talking.
Yeah, good copy now, Brooks. So go ahead and tell us. It looks like you should not be suckered into leaving your nice, cozy spot. Over.
Well, we were thinking of heading into the Bay to begin the process of looking forward to return to my work. We're just saying 35 to 40 knots from the south. Is that correct?
Is that correct from the south? New Caledonia?
Sure.
Just looking back at what he did say here.
South, southeast.
south-south-east, by the look of it.
Tomorrow, west-to-west-northwest.
Tomorrow, west-to-west-northwest. So I suppose today is better than tomorrow, but, boy, it's pretty strong. You'd wait, says David. Yeah, that, the lagoon, it really, you know, you think you're protected, but, boy, it gets snotty. Over. Okay, let's look at returning next week, roughly from Port Vila to get back to Vanuatu. And by the way, say a big hello to Frederica and Richard for us. Stand by to look at next week going across from Newcal to Vanuatu.
Not good Monday.
Not good Monday, okay.
Light air on Tuesday.
From what direction?
All over the place.
Light air from all over the place Tuesday, but you've got a good motoring boat.
As far as I know.
That's about as far as we can go at this stage, so just keep asking in a day or two, over. Sorry, something about Saturday, say again.
Saturday.
Oh, how about Saturday leaving from Namia if they get up there?
It looks like Saturday might not be too bad. It looks like we'll be dealing with south-southeast winds. Actually, it's very good. Saturday isn't bad at all. 15 knots, maybe 15 to 20. But I assume, well, you'll be going up to Port Vila at that point?
No.
Or to Venetian. Over.
We'll be going to Port Vila. I'm going to try to make it 48 hours
ago. Today,
It's okay up to there, too. Saturday looks all right from what I can see. Check with us before you go, though, and we'll see if anything has changed.
Okay, thank you. Standing by, and we'll pass on the advice to our
Richard. Thank you. Yeah, and we probably won't. You won't hear us if you're right in Moselle area, but it's pretty noisy in there. All right, but we are on streaming. All right. Anybody else with any questions, except for the groans and moans? We'll leave those with you. Okay, there's a new chat message. Dream Time is still in Whangarei, and they're another one wanting to go to Australia.